I'm trying to reach Bib Falk.
What do you work with?
Well, my name is Tom Willman. I'm a newspaper man out in Riverside, California, and I was hoping to talk with him a little bit about baseball.
You have to come all the way from California to find out something about baseball and all the big leaguers out there?
No. I was hoping to talk to him about his career.
Well, what do you want to know? This is Bib Falk.
Came up in 1920 with Chicago. How does a Texas fella get all the way up to the White Sox?
Well, I was playing college. I played the University of Texas, and I signed out of college and went straight up there to the White Sox.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, but I got a break. You see, I joined them at the end of the season. The Black Sox scandal blew up, and they all got kicked out. And that gave me a chance the next year.
Well, now, you were playing with that team at the time, were you not?
I was on the squad.
Came up, what, along about July or something?
I came up in June of 20.
June of 20. How'd they happen to sign you?
Well, I was playing college ball down here, and the scouts thought I had a chance, and they signed me.
Uh-huh. You were an outfielder in college, too?
No, I was a pitcher and the first baseman in college.
Oh, you were? Did they convert you on the spot when you got up there?
Yeah, because they lost the outfielders, George.
Can you tell me, you were with the team at the time that the news broke, I suppose.
That's right. That's the last week of the season.
What do you remember about that? I mean, where were you when you found out that...
I was right there in Chicago.
Did the news break when you were at the ballpark, I mean, or did it go around?
I can't tell you when it broke, but it broke up there. We had two or three off days in the last week, and it broke during those off days, see. And we had another three-game series to go play the Browns in the season, and we had to put in everybody we had to try to finish the season.
You guys were right in the thick of it, too, weren't you?
Yeah, I was right there. I didn't get to talk to any of the players after they got kicked out.
Uh-huh. How much did you get to see of those fellas? You were around them for then maybe, what, a couple of months before they were kicked out?
Well, I joined them in July and August and September.
Well, that's a pretty fair stretch. Tell me, what do you remember about Joe Jackson?
He was a great hitter, and he never had much to say. He wasn't an educated man, and he didn't pop off or say nothing. And he wasn't so smart. He's getting paid to throw the World Series, and he hit 370.
Didn't do much of a job of it, huh?
No.
Huh. Did he keep to himself, or did he have pals on the team that were...
Huh?
Did he keep to himself then, mostly? Is that...
Yeah, he wasn't a very educated man.
Uh-huh. Graduated at that point?
No, I hadn't quite graduated, but I went on up because I was getting up where I better take a chance. I was 21 years old.
Oh, sure. What had you been studying?
Nature? No. I was taking a little of everything, some engineering, some business, and things like that.
Uh-huh. What about the rest of those fellows who got tossed off?
I was just a young rookie, and I didn't try to talk to him and hold much conversation or try to be friendly, nothing. I just went along and kept my mouth shut.
How did they treat you? Pretty well?
They treated me all right, because I didn't have no reason. I wasn't hurting them.
You played a few games before that, didn't you?
Well, I played the last three games, and then I pinch hit a few times, and that's about all.
Uh-huh. Then you went on, you had a heck of a good career up there. You played how many years? Nine?
I played 12. Well, that first half a year was I played really 11.
Uh-huh.
I hit three. They say my average was 314 for 11 years.
Not bad, huh?
Not bad. My best year was
28.
I had some kind of illness there at the end.
In 28? Would that have been about 1928, your last year?
Yeah, because I was over at the other place, 29, 30, and 31.
Yeah. What kind of illness did you have?
Well, I don't know. It was a bad throat or something. Something there was bad. I don't know what it was, but I wasn't paying it now.
And over at Cleveland, you had a couple of good years, too.
Well, you see, Billy Evans was the general manager. He used to be a big league umpire, and he's the one made the trade. And the White Sox was trying to cut me $2,500 in salary, and he gave me my $2,500 back, and I didn't get cut.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Whoa, not bad.
And then I had a good year for him at the end of the season. He called me up there and gave me a $1,000 bonus besides.
Oh, my goodness. Change of scenery was some good then, huh?
Yeah.
You mentioned that you were neck and neck with Babe Ruth. Did you know him at all?
Only passed him. He played left field in Chicago when they were there, and I played left field, and I used to pass him.
Oh, coming in
and out or something like that, might holler or something at him, hit him or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have him any real close there. He wasn't close with anybody, really.
Uh-huh. By the way, I see from the Baseball Encyclopedia, they said that your nickname was Jockey.
Well, they used to. I used to jockey some of those players, see?
Oh, is that how that came?
You know, in batting practice, because I was playing. I wasn't jockeying nobody then.
Uh-huh.
But some guys that I knew, see?
Yeah.
In hitting practice, I used to holler something at them that I'd heard about them. Some of these players would tell me things about certain guys, and then I'd holler at them when they got up in batting practice, and they'd look around there and wonder, where in the hell did he get that? That's all it was. It wasn't nobody bad.
Uh-huh. Did you ride him in the games, too?
Oh, I was playing. I wasn't riding nobody.
So let me go back to the Black Sox business. How bad a surprise was that to you? Have there ever been any rumors around?
Oh, hell yeah. There's a lot of publicity all summer.
Was there?
Well, it was even during the World Series. It is full. There's a lot of rumors and there's something was going on because hell, Cotton Williams, the two best pitchers in the league, were getting beat and all that stuff, and then the White Sox started losing those games when they were pitching and everything, and then they started rooming around. It took all summer to get some information.
Uh-huh.
And they finally got Cotton, pressured him, and he broke down and told the story at the end of the season.
Is that how it came out?
Yeah.
What were you hearing when you went up to the team? Was there a lot of talk about different individuals? Or?
No, I even asked Cotton one day, like, what's all this rumor stuff about the World Series being? He says, that's a lot of bullshit, and there's nothing to it. That's
what
he told me.
Is that right?
And then later on, he and the guy broke down and told the story.
I'll be darned.
So that's the only time I ever asked him about it.
Now, that was an awful good team, wasn't it?
Oh, hell yes. They should have won the World Series that year. The next year, they should have won the league championship, but they were finished second, and they didn't quite win it.
Yeah. How good a pitcher was Cicott?
Well, he only won about 25, 30 games.
He had some kind of a...
Yeah, spitball.
Was it a spitball?
Yeah.
He kind of came up with it in the middle of his career, didn't he?
I don't know about that.
Uh-huh. He was a real... That was his principal outpitch.
Well, he threw it a lot, yeah.
And what about Lefty Williams?
Well, he was a good pitcher. He had a good year every year. He won 20 games every year in the World Series. Then he got beat in the World Series.
I see pictures of him, and he looks like he was kind of a tough character, was he?
Well, he didn't. He wasn't a kind of a smiling guy. That didn't have nothing to do with any of those guys.
Uh-huh.
Just kept my mouth shut.
Tell me a little bit more about Jackson, if you can.
I can't tell you nothing about him except he wasn't an educated man and stuff like that, and he had a good natural hitting ability, and fair fielder, had a good arm, but that's all I know about him.
How about his hitting style? What was it that...
He just stood up there and waited for him. He didn't have any unusual stuff.
A patient hitter, not a bad ball man?
No, he made that ball come in.
Did he?
Of course, he'd been playing quite a while when I got up there.
Uh-huh.
He was no rookie.
Uh-huh. I once read that Babe Ruth tried to pattern his bag stance after Jackson. Did Jackson...
I didn't know he patterned his after anybody. Ruth had his own style, as far as I knew.
Uh-huh. Did Jackson kind of angle was back toward the pitcher when he stood up?
No, I can't say it did. Because, you see, I was just a rookie, and I wasn't studying how each guy stood up there and all that stuff.
When they brought you up at the start, did you expect to be playing outfield from the very beginning?
No, I wasn't sure that they wasn't going to send me down to the minors the rest of the summer.
Uh-huh.
Because I wasn't going to play there, but he asked me. Gleason asked me, the manager, if I'd like to go down. I said, no, I'd like to stay up here the rest of the season. So they kept me.
Nice to have the choice.
Yeah.
Who did they have on first? Power in college.